are Crown with the C, and you are here with us on Plum Quail Takeover Talk Show. Tonight we have lovely Miss Aura with this beautiful, beautiful talk. Please let us know where you got it from.
So, hey, Karma. Hey. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
So, I got this top from shopbijubiju.com. It's actually our fall collection coming out this fall from Accra, Ghana, from the Kwame Deborah Women's Collection.
Okay, so please, you said bijubiju. What is bijubiju? What do you guys do? Where are you guys from?
Okay, well, bijubiju is a platform that I created with my best friend and I. It's a platform for underrepresented vendors, you know, creators, entrepreneurs like myself and you, you know, to just put their things out there. And, you know, bijou is that marketplace where they can get, you know,
so it's like
marketing.
Yeah, it's a marketplace. So it's like a Amazon, maybe like an Etsy or something, but it's
yeah.
You guys have an actual store. And
okay. Right.
So what is your position and how do you guys come up with it? Like, what was the idea? What was the brainstorm that you guys had?
Well, my business partner, Katiana Kairay, she's actually Haitian American. She went to teach Excel skills in Kenya to,
okay.
You know, a women's economic program in Malungo, Kenya. So this is like not even nearby Nairobi. This is outskirts of, you know, Kenya. And, you know, they had all these beautiful stuff, and she brought me back this stuff. And I'm like, dude, I just went to Macy's yesterday, not even, and I seen these things here that were the same price, but they were charging more outrageous prices.
Wow.
For the same stuff that my people were making. So, you know, bijubiju was just born, like, out of that, you know, just like, you know, we have to create a way for our people to be able to market these things and get, you know,
right.
Not have to wait on tourists.
Okay.
To, you know, sustain them.
Okay, so, I mean, before bijubiju, what were you doing? What was your path? Like, what did you think you were going to do, like, years from then?
So, before bijubiju, I was actually a teacher.
Okay.
I taught second and third grade in Orlando, Florida. So I thought I was going to be teaching and, you know, just really doing something along the educational field. You know, I wanted to start a school, open up the school. I started to, and then, you know, I kind of dropped it, and, you know, it was just trying to find my path.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, you know, bijou just kind of dropped in, like, hey, got to do this. You
right.
Like fashion. You know, I also tried to pursue modeling
mm-hmm.
Through college, but, you know, college was obviously more important.
Right.
So I just started going to, you know, different gigs here and there, and they would tell me, oh, you're too dark, or we're not looking for someone that color, or your look doesn't really fit
mm-hmm.
what we're looking for. You know how it goes.
Right.
So, you know, just from doing bijou and starting that, it just kind of just dropped into my lap,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So how long has, like, bijou been alive or born? Or how long has it been?
I want to say, okay, so we started 2 years, and then we actually started taking it seriously, like, within a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, within the past year. You know, we kind of buckled ourselves and, you know, we identify each other's strengths, because I'm working with a partner, you know, my best friend from college. So we had to, you know, just identify each other's strengths and say, okay, you're good with finances, so you're going to be the CFO. And I'm good with organization, so I'm going to be the COO, you know. And then that's how we just ran the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever... You know, whatever we couldn't do, we found somebody to
do
what we couldn't do.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's...
So, I mean, what are your goals with bijubiju? What are you planning on doing long-term and short-term? You know, where do you see... Where do you guys see yourselves?
Well, right now we see ourselves as, you know, really taking it to a whole nother level and just offering a whole different experience, because people... What, from what we've seen, people love to shop with an experience. So, You know, we're doing Bijou trips. Starting January, we're offering, you know, shopping in Kenya, shopping in Ghana. You know, you can go and do, you know, do the whole Maasai experience, the safari experience, and, you know, really broaden your horizon, because, you know, Bijou, we really wanted people to get into that whole culture,
right,
and just really embrace their Afrocentric, you know, culture. So, you know,
that. I'm so here for it.
It's like, it's one thing to, you know, go to Macy's, like you said, and just seeing the art there and, like, you know, buying it, but then you're not, you don't know the actual culture of it. You don't know, you know, what it took to make it. You don't know how they live. You don't know, like, you know, how they really hustle to sell it, you know?
Right.
And the worst part is that these department stores sell the products here and overprice it, but then the people back home aren't getting nothing for it.
Right.
So it's wonderful what you guys are doing. I am so here for it.
Thank you.
A little bit, you know, less about Bijou right now. I want to know you. You know, I want to know I want to know who you are. So, how do you feel as an entrepreneur? How do you feel a woman's role in a male-dominant industry?
Well, I mean, I feel a woman is supposed to, you know, restore order and balance. You know, I believe we are that goddess energy. So my role is to, you know, heal and, you know, restore order, help with, you know, balance within the male culture. So, you know, my role is more of a, you'll see me as an enchantress. You know, people always say, you're so mysterious, you attract all these men. And I'm just like, well, I already know I look good. There's no doubt about it. I'm very confident in myself, so, you know, I'm just trying to sell.
Right.
I'm marketing. So,
right.
You know, that's it. You know, I'm selling something and I'm using seduction to market. So, you know, that is basically, you know, what I believe our role is,
right.
You know, as the
go-getter,
the marketer, you know.
So, like, how do you balance a relationship? How do you balance? So I'm pretty sure, like, you know, at some point it has to be like a off switch, and you have to be like, you have to get to business. So how did you balance like a relationship? How do you balance, like, if you're dating a man, but then also be that boss of it? Because, you know, when you're around a man, it's like, I won't say you have to tone it down all the way being a boss woman around a man, but, you know, sometimes their pride gets a little too, you know, so you gotta just a little down a notch. So how did you, or how do you, you know, take that? What do you do with it?
Well, so with me personally, you know, with my relationship, you know, I already know I'm a goddess, so I'm gonna date a god.
Right.
So
oh, I fell down. Yes.
So he's gonna come correct. You know, we're feeding off of each other's powers, you know? So he's coming with that energy that I need, you know, to make me great. Because I am also, you know, in his image. When you look at me, I'm representing him, you know? So I don't want to be, you know, representing him at the, you know, at, you know, wrongly.
You
get me? So, you know, at the end of the day, the balance comes from when I give him that attention that he's seeking for, you know, and I make time for that attention that he needs.
I'm low-key making notes in my head, girl. I got a note in my head. Okay, so.
But listen, he ain't gonna get that attention if, you know, I gotta be busting my behind to make things, you know, happen.
Right. You gotta bring the coins in.
Right.
Exactly. And he has to understand, because if I'm not grinding, if I'm not hustling, then who's going to feed you? Who's going to cook? Because you can't be the only one putting the food on the table. So you're like, no.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
It got to be both ways.
It got to be both ways. It got to be reciprocal.
Yes. So, you know, some people don't get that.
Right.
I'm not even gonna, some people don't get that. It's like some guys don't want that woman, that female to, you know, be at work or always doing something. I've had, there was one comment I was dating earlier. this summer, and the guy had the nerve to say, I'm too busy to, like, he told me that I am, myself, too busy to even date or even think about a relationship. Because, you know, I'm a college student, and I just turned 22, so, you know, I'm building my future, and as I'm supposed to be doing. So I had two jobs, I have school, I have, you know, this, I'm a model on the side. So he had the nerve to say, I'm too busy to think of a relationship.
Excuse you? Sir, I make time for what I make time for.
Right. Are you going to be? Right. So it's like what he didn't understand is like a person will always make time for what you want to make time for. Now, if you didn't give me that energy, I probably would have made time for you and you would have, you know, realized, right. You know, who I was. But no, because you're not going to pay the bills. You're not going to be the one in the future when I'm ready to retire. I'm trying to retire and said I'm freaking busting my butt still working at the age of 75. No, you're not going to be the one there for me, you know?
Right.
So most guys don't understand that.
Exactly. And that's my thing to women. Like, you just got to validate your own damn self.
Right.
You have to know that you have the strength within yourself. And, you know, once you're ready to find somebody that can reciprocate mm-hmm. that strength that you already have.
Right. Trust me.
So... You know, it's one of those things, you know, balance in order.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
But you live within your goddesshood, you know. Mm-hmm. You know that you are here for a purpose, and you're not going to let no man control you or tell you what to do.
You know, I say that a lot.
No man can control you.
Yes, say that a lot.
You are your own deity.
The own.
Yep.
You are a goddess. You are a queen.
Exactly.
Okay. The man is just supposed to be there to support you, not run you.
Right. So,
but anyway, I can talk about that topic all day,
right?
So I'm pretty sure, you know, there's times when you don't want to get out of bed and roll out and continue your day. So what do you do? What inspires you to keep going? What, you know, is there a quote that you like to read? Is there a Bible verse or anything at all?
Yeah. So what really inspires me, you know, is my daughter. I have a 3-year-old.
Aww.
You know, actually, she's about to turn 4. She's a big girl. She's going to be 4 November 25th. And she really inspires me because she's just so innocent, you know? She reminds me of myself before I went through everything that I went through growing up and, you know, just life. And she's just so innocent and just, you know, anything... teach her, she learns right away, and I'm just, she's the whole reason why I went natural, I want her to just really love herself, love her color, love everything about being black, because the way how I grew up, I mean, I grew up in the suburbs, you know, everybody always had something to say about your color, your skin color, so it was really important to me that she really understands who she is and her true identity. Because as much as people tried to tell me who I was, you know, I had to learn it from myself. You know, and I just want her to grow up and know her.
Be that role model for her.
Right.
Okay. So is there a quote that you live by or?
Yes, I actually have this written on my mirror in my room. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you, my Lord, my strength and redeemer. So basically, you know, that means that whatever I think, whatever I speak, you know, let it be accepted to my God, you know, so... That means I am super mindful at all times of what I say and what I do and what I think. Because at the end of the day, God is listening and he is going to accept what I say. So God, I need $100,000 by tonight. Exactly.
I will be a millionaire. I will be on the Forbes list. Number one on the Forbes.
Amen.
In 10 years. Maybe 5.
There is power in the tongue. So that is the words that I live by, you know, day in and day out.
Amen. So is there any, like, artists that inspires you, any role models, anybody you look up to? Or even growing up, like, who did you look up to? Who did you want to be growing up?
You know, I don't even want to sound super self-centered, but I only looked up to myself.
Hey, you know what? I've never heard that before, and I am so here for it. I've never heard that before, yes.
Yeah, because I've always just believed in myself. I looked up to myself. Like, there was nobody else I wanted to be except for me. And I knew that I was destined to be somebody great. So I always, like, I've always dreamt myself just being, you know, like, as a kid, I've seen myself on red carpets. I dreamt it, you know. I've seen myself being carried and, you know, just, I've dreamt it. I've seen it all. So it's like, I'm just going to look up to be me. That's it. Like, that's, I inspire.
And you are a whole
rock. And God.
Yes.
Like, literally, God. Yes. Who I really look up to. Seriously. I would be nothing without God. Honestly.
Have you ever thought about mentoring?
So, yes, I have. I have thought of mentoring. But the thing is, like, I'm really trying to, you know, balance my schedule so I can really have that time for, you know, a few students at a time that I can really mentor. So I do have access to students. I'm going to Jamaica this December. I'm going to do a tour in a few of the primary schools. I'm going to read The Nightmare Before Christmas and, you know, just go in.
Oh, that's coming up soon.
Yeah, that's super soon. Oh, okay. I'm going to have photo shoots going and I believe I'm going to do 5 promo campaigns for 5 different businesses out in Jamaica. So if y'all listening, hit up shopbijubiju.com and apply, join us.
I heard her. Hit up shopbijubiju.com. If you have a business, if you're a small business owner, a black business owner, it doesn't even matter. Hit her up and she got y'all. So this is what I'm talking about. You know, this is one thing that our culture, our people have an issue with. Like, we don't know how to bring each other up and collab, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, we're so used to everyone's for themselves, you know. We're so used to eating for ourselves and trying to survive for ourselves. We don't know, we don't know how to get out of that mentality to help somebody out. If, you know, if I'm up there and, you know, I know you're trying to get up there too, and I have the resources to help you, I should be able to help you. But most people don't understand that.
Right.
So I'm here for that. Thank you so much for that. You know, so you guys, please, you guys have the resources. We're giving it to you guys. Please take it.
I'm coming with a team. We about to do some photo shoots, any designers, anybody that really just want to get their stuff out there, creating a marketing catalog for you, calendar. You know, my whole team is going to take care of you. So, you know, let me know.
Yes. So, do you have any music genre that you listen to? Anything?
You know, I do a lot of reggae and, you know, lots of rebel music.
So you do soca or nothing like that?
Yes.
Oh, you want a carnival the other day?
No. I didn't do carnival.
Why not?
I didn't do carnival because I had to dress somebody for carnival. So
you could have dressed yourself while you dressed them too.
Right, girl. But then, long story short, I dressed her and I went to sleep because that was like a whole day thing. A whole day thing, you know?
Yes. So I need your daughter friend. If your daughter comes up to you and say, Mommy, you know, you have a business now, you're successful, but what were you, like, if you could do anything differently or, you know, or change anything, or if you had any words for me, what would you say to me, Mom? Like, what would you tell her?
Do your best. Anything that you're going to do, you do your best. And don't half-ass and don't bullshit it. Straight up.
Right.
Straight up. Sorry, but that's how you said I'm talking to my daughter, and that's how I would tell her. Do your best and do it fully, you know. Because anything that you put your name on, you're fully endorsing. And, you know, that's all you have in this world is your name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you're just talking a little bit Pacquiao with us. So you're Jamaican.
Yes.
Are you from the island or are your parents?
Okay. So everybody gets so tripped out about this. I am not from Jamaica. My family, they migrated here to the States in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then I was born 1988. So
okay. But you visited a few times.
I go back and forth.
So how well do you talk about? Is it like really
very good?
Okay. Yeah, want to give us a little bit?
Oh my God! Lickle.
Said it right.
She said a lickle.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, man. What do you want me to say?
Okay, tell us about your social media platform. Anything, everything.
Oh my God! So my social media, you know, that right there is, you know, I can't switch up and talk. My social media is like my little baby because, you know, that I can really reach the multitude mm-hmm. with my social media. So with that, I'm really getting out of my cocoon and just really trying to shine more right. on my social media mm-hmm. so that, you know, I can reach more people and get the message out across. That you can still be Afrocentric, right. Afro chic, you know, right. at the same time. Love yourself.
Right. Some people think social media is a waste of time and all that, but I really feel like it's how you use it, you know? You have to use it. I had this one professor, I'll never forget this professor. He told us, if you're going to be on social media 30 hours a day, you know, at least make it be for a business. You know, at least right. sell something. People don't need to know that you ate an apple today. No. If right. you want to sell, like, use it.
And know, that's been my mindset this whole time. You know, no matter what I'm going through, I'm on social media marketing. Because my whole mindset is, you know, Facebook is going to send me a check.
Right. Right.
So I'm going to be marketing and, you know, putting my stuff out there. Because everybody else, you know, they're making buku bucks, you know, a month. A week,
mm-hmm.
I've seen checks, you know, come people, through.
People younger than me have a whole house.
Right.
Oh, that's social media.
I mean, $100,000 a week.
Right.
Just sales, online sales, you know. So that's the whole thing. And it doesn't even stop with Shop Biju Biju because I have a whole nother company that, you know.
Tell us about it. Girl, you might as well. This is the place.
I can't even put too much out there, but, you know, because we're building right now a whole IT farm that is just, you know, just for building website, web development,
okay.
education, getting people out there. Because my whole thing is just really building people's business and getting their online presence out there. So, you know, people come to me like, I want to say like 2 days ago, I was on the dark side, girl, and I was just feeling creative, and I had somebody come to me, you know, and she's like, I'm feeling so down, you know, I blew through my entire savings, and I cannot think of anything what to do right now. You know, I have these suits, they're vintage, what do you think I can do? And like, I want to say within less than 30 minutes, we put a whole business together. And she was so excited. She got her granddaughter ready to model, her hair all done. Like, we got photo shoots lined up. Like, everything is just crazy how, just like that, she was able to get that clarity. She went through her closet and she seen she had 90 vintage suits.
Oh, yeah.
And homegirl was sitting on money.
Yeah.
90 vintage seats. So, you know, sometimes it just takes, you know, somebody to get the wheels turning,
right.
you know, because it's so much out there. You know, just to get something online, you know, it's so much. You got so many people offering you so much stuff. And I'm just giving it to you for free.
Oh my gosh, please let them know your Instagram, your email, your phone, everything. Let them know because I'm pretty sure there are people out there who need this help. And for you to, you know, be here and let us know and have this resource, please let them know. Give us your social media, give us everything. They need it all.
You can find me at Aura Bond, AuraBond. And you know, everything will be right there on Instagram. You can find my Facebook as well. And I'll be posting all the new deets, everything. You can follow Shop Bijou Bijou, S-H-O-P-B-J-O-U-B-J-O-U.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just all about, you know, just showing love and kindness and just trying to help people get to the best possible being that they can be.
Right. Let us be great.
Exactly. Right. Yes. I just want everybody to be great.
Girl, I just finished my Velma's Claremont. Right. Oh my gosh. Shout out to you guys because your Claremont is bomb. Right. I'm in love right now. I'm drinking on the coconut one. I'm in love. So guys, thank you so much for watching. We are here with you guys. Please remember to subscribe. Remember to like. Remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Follow me at Karma96. That's Karma with a C, please. And one more time, what is your social media again?
It's Aura Bond. A-U-R-A-B-O-N-D. Like James Bond.
Yes.
But I'm Jane.
So thank you guys for watching. And we'll get back to you guys next week. Bye.